Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Dom Giordano Show. So I was telling Dan during the break, today's side question, National Russian Language Day, is something Russian associated with person, place, or thing. I'm looking for somebody who actually, don't be a liar, has read War and Peace, because I never did. Now, I did read Dostoevsky. At least I remember the principal points of it. It's a brilliantly written book, but not Tolstoy.
Yeah.
Which brings us to Dan, who I think we've shouted him down before, saying, no one's ever read Shakespeare. Why would you read Shakespeare?
No one. All right. First off, I want to condition this by saying I do respect Shakespeare. I understand that the themes of Romeo and Juliet and Hamlet and all his great works have persisted through society to today. So I respect the individual. I know he's an all-time amazing writer. But my thing is, people often talk about how great of a his plays were of Shakespeare. And there's nobody in the year of 2023 sitting in a dark library smoking a pipe reading Shakespeare anymore. No one reads Shakespeare. So when we had a caller not too long ago say something like, "What's?" I don't know if it was something to pass the time or what it was, but read some Shakespeare. I went off because nobody sits there, unless you're assigned it in like sophomore year of high school to have to read it. Nobody voluntarily goes back and reads plays of Shakespeare. If you do, call me and tell me I'm wrong.
Yes, well, I already got them calling in to tell me they read Tolstoy's War and Peace.
Yeah?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
It's like 2,000 pages.
Hey, somehow or another, Philadelphia is being the test case to show how bad it is from the Canadian wildfires on Fox News Channel. Maybe because everybody's walking around wearing a mask in Philadelphia now, apparently.
Well, it's smoky out there. You can't deny it. With the eyes, you see.
I know, particle days. The woman from the health, 20 days these kids for the Philadelphia public schools have to wear a mask or do remote learning. I think they're going to choose to do remote learning, so speak.
Do you think this is I don't want to frame it this way, but I guess there's no other way to, a scare tactic by climate change people to say, like,
oh, they'll
look,
use it, yeah.
Like, look, this is what happens. Kids have to be masked for 30 days when we have wildfires like this up in Canada.
And just look how much masking has caught on as a fashion statement, as a crime statement, that people don't – I hated it in the beginning particularly. A couple times I had a decent mask, but many times the itchy – I'm feeling my nose right now. Thank God we're not on YouTube this hour, scratching. So, oh, boy, I see a potential winner up there, Dan. Look at line 8. That is a really good one. Something Russian.
I like that.
Oh,
why don't you take it off?
Okay, let's take that off real quick here with Robert and Ben Salem. He's got a good one here. Hey, Robert, good afternoon. What do you have today?
Hi, Dom. Dan, it's good to talk to you guys today. before I give the answer to my side question, me and you had talked earlier about whether DeSantis should run, and I had said that I didn't think he should.
Right.
And I'm coming around to your thinking on this, because it occurs to me that in the event these whack jobs on the left manage to take Trump out, DeSantis is the best insurance policy we could hope for. And it looks like he's kind of improving his chops by going back and forth with Trump. So even if he doesn't win, I think he'll be in a better position for next time. So I was wrong, and I think you were right about that, Dom.
Well, thank you. Well, look, I tell you this. It's only one poll. He has closed the gap in Iowa with Trump by 14 points since he announced and since he's been out there. And a lot of it is his wife, Casey, who is going to be very interesting on the campaign trail. And here's what I would say, the way to quarterback this whole Republican primary. I don't think Trump, though, you know, he can run even from jail, Robert. They're not going to stop him that way. But
yeah,
his Achilles heel is Iowa, because the evangelicals, if they can find somebody, and DeSantis with that 6-week heartbeat bill, et cetera, Pence, that's his only lane. Cruz beat Trump in Iowa the last time when Trump was really hot in 2016. If he gets past Iowa, I think he's going to be really hard to stop. So that's what the tell will be.
I think he'll do well, but I honestly believe that South Carolina will put an end to the race. I think that he's going to win big there, and I think it's going to be – but I'm looking forward to voting for Trump, but I'm happy DeSantis is in. That's all I want to say.
Well, I hear you. And, you know, the thing, if I were advising a candidate, that look at Christie now running. Look at how sad this is. In 2012, if he had run at that point, I think he would have been the nominee. He was hot despite the baggage. Now he's a punchline.
Well, I hope my ex isn't listening, because she just heard me admit to being wrong about politics, and I'll never hear the end of it.
All right, you got a great answer on the side, I think, today. What's your Russian thing?
I appreciate, man, I would have gone with the Rocky and Bullwinkle one, but I didn't think that your call screener was old enough to know who that was, but okay. I will stick with my answer and go with Molotov cocktail.
That's a great answer, Robert. All-time
weapon. Have a great day, you guys.
Thanks, Rob.
You can't have a World War II movie without a Molotov cocktail of some way, shape, or
you
form.
You can't have a progressive protest without one either, apparently.
That's right. I got something on that today, too, we'll get to, of a guy that the city of Philadelphia, he was part of a lawsuit, paid $9 million to. Yesterday, pleaded guilty during the George Floyd riots to flipping over a police car. Mm. And Bill McSwain is the one who prosecuted him. The current people put in by Biden are reluctant to prosecute in the same way. They're making a national news of a joke here, though, Dan. Philadelphia, Fox says, enters code red air quality. New York is not doing code red as far as I saw. And New York is much closer to the Canadian fires than Philadelphia. I'm looking out there, and all I see is the dust settled and the building they're knocking down next to us for the last 6 months.
All right, so let me dig a little bit here.
Yeah.
Are you not concerned about the smoke at all?
No, I'm not.
I am, in the similar sense that I'm concerned about this building being knocked down with the asbestos
building,
going in the air.
They're right next to us. Yeah,
yeah, but it's air quality's air quality, you know?
Well, it's a fire, though. What's that going to do to you?
Yeah.
It's not some chemical.
I mean, I'm sure we have firefighting listeners, if you have any idea.
Yeah,
you know,
tell us what risk we're at with, you know, it's a burn air type of stuff. I get that and all. So you're going to be wearing the mask again,
no,
eh?
No.
Okay.
All right. I vape, man. I mean, I can complain about all this, but in reality, what's going
on
here?
855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Now, I played you Bryson DeChambeau, these 9/11 families. Did we tell them, like, he was there, and he's trying to be gentle? Hey, that happened in 2001. It's time for an era of peace with the Saudis. I despise the Saudis. Let's face it. I realize you got to play ball with people at times. But when you don't have to play ball with them, you don't. Why did they have to play ball with them here? They didn't. They chose to, apparently, to make more money. Here's part two of CNN, of Bryson DeChambeau, who is a pretty unusual golfer. Dan, he's the guy whose club lengths are all the same. Like a wedge is as long as a 3-iron and all that type of stuff.
And from like a personality standpoint, I don't mean to make the comparison, but I think it kind of makes sense. He's like the Dennis Rodman of golf, right?
Yeah, he is.
He's out there. I mean, obviously he's not getting married in a you know, bridal, you know. But
no, he is. And, you know, Luke and I were intrigued as golfers with what he was doing. But then some of the statements, man. All right, here's part two. Listen to what he says when asked about what the Saudis have done. He has a quick answer to Caitlin Collins.
It's not just about 9/11. What does it make you uncomfortable at all? Because it's not just that. They're accused of financing terrorism. They also are accused of killing a Washington Post reporter, Jamal Khashoggi. How do you feel knowing that that is where the money is backed by?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's unfortunate what has happened, and that's something I cannot necessarily speak on as I'm a golfer. But what I can say is that what they're trying to do, what they're trying to work on, is to be better allies, because we are allies with them. And look, I'm not going to get into the politics of it. I'm not specialized in that. But what I can say is they are trying to do good for the world and showcase themselves in a light that hasn't been seen in a while. And nobody's perfect, but we're all trying to improve in life.
Nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I mean, this is, I haven't had anybody bold enough to step across that and say, yeah, what about this country? I, Dan, actually think when you say, you know, unless it, you know, anybody can misspeak for a second, but when you start comparing us, as some people have throughout this whole thing, to, well, you know, look at us versus the Saudis, I kind of think you're a traitor. I really do. Yeah. You're a traitor. I don't mean in the technical sense you ought to be tried for treason. But in my mind, you don't get this country. No, this country is good. That doesn't mean there are not blemishes. But the secret of the United States is our power to evolve constantly toward a better place. That's our history. There's been a lot of suffering to get from a bad place, aka slavery, to where we've gotten today. There's been a lot of sacrifice. And isn't that really the difference between, in the best of times, conservatives versus the left? They don't believe that, by and large. They believe we're still right, that the goofball's on The View. This is still a racist country. I don't see it that way. So it's fine to document and talk about the sins of the past, but you have to put on a parallel track the evolution of the country. And, you know, and Tim Scott the other day did that with these women on The View. And to go around saying, well, nobody's perfect, to, you know, somehow or another try to muffle this, it's not right. And I think these families, the 9/11 families, are they overboard? Are they making too big of a deal? They'll be here at 2 o'clock. And you can tell me, you can say it on Twitter at DomShow1210 if you choose. I don't think so. This isn't just about business. You heard what he said there. They're trying to show the world a different Saudi Arabia. Yeah, I'm sure they are. It's not real. They kill gay people. They repress women. Yeah, they let women drive now. I haven't checked to see if they can drive with 2 feet, though, or not yet. That's still in the works, I guess. And they're just odious. They kill people. They sponsor terrorism. They are screw-ups whose only thing in life is they sit on lakes of oil. That's it. That's the only reason they have any importance, anything that we would connect with here that we have to deal with. So our mission has to be to get ourselves independent of this necessity by exploiting our own natural resources.
It's incredibly frustrating, too, because not only do you know this, not only do the listeners know this, PGA themselves know this. In court-filed lawsuits against LIV, they claim that LIV was, quote, sports washing for Saudi Arabia. Dom, I actually have a clip from the GM of PGA Tour. I guess that's what he is.
Monahan, yes.
Monahan,
executive director. Yeah.
Executive director. And this was him back a couple months ago on this issue, Dom. Take a listen.
In June of last year, PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan said this during a tournament broadcast.
As it relates to the families of 9/11, I have two families that are close to me that lost loved ones. And so my heart goes out to them. And I would ask, you know, any player that has left or any player that would ever consider leaving, have you ever had to apologize for being a member of the PGA Tour?
The answer to that question may be different now. Here is what Monahan said this morning.
We've recognized that together we can have a far greater impact on this game than we can working apart. And I give Yasser great credit for coming to the table, coming to the discussions with an open heart and an open mind. We did the same, and the game of golf is better for what we've done here today.
You know what? Then don't bring up 9/11 before. Once you step on something that cherished. You know what this tells me, though, too? And the comments of DeChambeau. And thanks to Greg, Dan, when I told him, a couple of years ago, well, it'll be 2 years in September, it's the 20th anniversary. I don't think enough is being made of 9/11. We went over to Doylestown and broadcast from there and had great people on. The entire day was of local programming then was around what? 9/11, from Rich in the morning to me up until 3 o'clock, okay? So does it tell us that, and I'll ask these people, how do they feel today? Those that have lost, they've still lost. We know what was happened. This entity, the Saudis, are involved in that. Let's face it. So we only do business with them when we have to, or to be, the agreement here. Doesn't that make sense? 855-839-1210. All right, Mike Pence announces. How do we feel about Mike Pence at this spot? What's his lane? Very limited. And the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is just a hate group themselves, an inaccurate hate group, they have now added parental rights groups to their hate map. I'll give you who those groups are. Yep. They have the Temerity, this group, who brings in millions and millions of dollars, is often cited on TV. Maybe it's a badge of honor to be on their list. It's one of our favorites that are on their list, and I'll tell you why they say that today. They're putting parental rights groups. They're saying that's a front for hate. They're going to lose on this on the left. They're going to constantly lose on this. 855-839-1210.
Calling on Sewell, New Jersey to follow 1210 WPHT on the free Odyssey app. Download it now.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. Someone on Twitter said, well, why didn't you take Putin off? Well, Putin wouldn't have won. I thought that was an obvious one, but we will take Putin off at this point. All right, the Southern Poverty Law Center. Amazing how much money they bring in, and they're cited all the time as the arbiter of hate groups. Well, just in the last day or so, they are now going after. Here's their line, Dan. They say the guys of parents' rights groups. These little authoritarians hate the parents' rights groups. They hate that. They don't believe in it. And when we had on one of the groups this week, Moms for Liberty, that's now on this list, we made mention that this is where the persuadables are. Persuadables meaning people who are not liberal per se, you might be able to win them over to your side fairly easily, those persuadables when it comes to parents' rights. The SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, says at the forefront of this motivation, it's anti-student inclusion, it's anti-telling the story of racism in America, are these fake parents' rights groups. They say number one is Moms for Liberty, a Florida-based group with vast connections to the GOP. Our really great friends, we hope to broadcast from their convention, for example. Yeah, they are heavy hitters, and they are genuinely about parental rights. A couple of the other groups, Defending Education, Dan.
I just love the idea of mom. Like they're moms. Their name is accurate. They're Moms for Liberty. Moms who decided to get politically active after they saw what was going on inside their schools, and now they're being labeled extremists. It really go listen 1210 WPHT yesterday. You were joined by a PG.
Wait a minute here. No Left Turn in Education, based in Gladwin, PA. Dr. Fishbein, Alana Fishbein. She made it. She's on the hate list. Of this other, that's a big list to get on. You gotta hate a lot, Dr. Alana.
Has the Overton window moved so far left that traditional mothers of a traditional family, the matriarchs of a traditional family, are now your standard quote extremist? Is that true?
They're calling them Uptown Klans.
Wow.
Uptown Clans is what they liken him to. Oh, man. And Dan, the other one, the Dom Giordano show must be the center of this. Maybe they'll put me on it. Because who are frequent guests? Moms for Liberty, No Left Turn in Education, and Parental Rights in Education. Isn't that the group that is in Loudoun?
Yeah, I think that's Ian Pryor.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God.
So just a shameless plug here.
Yes.
Reading, Writing, and Education comes out every Friday. If you want to hear these guests on a regular basis, every week we put out Dom Giordano program, Reading, Writing, and Reason, a special podcast that focuses solely on the subject, the issue of education.
Yeah, we may have to put a disclaimer on there. Not to be listened to, says the Southern Poverty Law Center. Let's put that up on Twitter. Maybe they'll pick it up and, you know, put us on their hate group.
Yeah, every time we post it now, every Friday we'll say, you know, hopefully this doesn't make SPLC's hate group list. But here's Reading, Writing, Reason, where we're just talking to parents.
Dan Borowski, noted Polish hater, was on this list. So Moms for Liberty. Yeah, when you're going after a group that puts moms in it.
Noted Springsteen hater.
Calling in. And also the show hates Bruce Springsteen for some reason.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's it. What, the boss? That's hateful. They don't like parental rights, all right? And the more they do this, you know, my analysis is it's a winning issue to get people. Look, you got your base. They got their base. The people that are persuadable, a lot of moms, for example, they hear this. Wait a minute. Why are you going after these moms? I may not agree with them on everything. But parental rights, yeah, parents ought to be the ones deciding this stuff. That's where you got to go. They hear that. You got a shot at winning them over. Boy, I'm telling you, when Moms for Liberty comes here on June 29th, it's going to be unbelievable. Right down the block. Another extremist coming up is this new Overton window.
Now, I put up there, yeah, coming up next is Riley Gaines, who I guess would also be labeled extremist just for wanting to participate in women's sports and having a fair chance.
That's right. What's your Overton window?
So Overton window is essentially how the public sees politics. And as things go more left, the Overton window shifts left, and that's what becomes normalized, the norms of society.
Okay.
And so what I was saying there is with this new progressive, you know, utopia of progressive politics, as they move that Overton window more to the left, does that make traditional matriarchs, quote, extremists?
And on that note, on the edge, I was saving this till we got to this today. The Biden administration has put out guidance about giving suspensions for skipping school. And in this guidance, a new resource guide from the Department of Education, Department of Justice, advises school districts that suspending a student who skips school is potentially discriminatory toward minority students. The resource on confronting racial discrimination in student discipline outranges a range of actions that could be considered racially discriminatory because of a disparate impact, including suspending students who skip school. It's just endless. Now, this has real-world consequence. The clown who killed those kids in Florida, that one really notorious, was that Parkland School District? They're real notorious with the sheriff and the whole thing. Umpteen double figures kids were killed. He was known. The school did nothing because they were under the Obama edict at that point. They were afraid if you do something with this guy, that might be problematic. So everybody knew how much of a disturbance he was causing until he came to shoot up the school. 855-839-1210. You get on board. All right, coming up, we'll talk with Riley Gaines. Let's go to Anna in Collegeville on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Anna, welcome in.
Ciao, Mr. Giordano. How are you?
Well, very well, Anna. Thank you for calling.
Well, I have some complaints. I took my Italian guests to downtown Philadelphia last week.
Right.
What an embarrassment. The city is filthy. We went to the Museum of Art, and the stairs on both sides of the stairs, there was so much trash. And then we went in the back of the museum. Under, there is like an underpass, like
right.
a bridge, and
yep.
that thing is full of trash. What an embarrassment, you know? even more so because I was in Italy recently and I was pointing out to them how dirty the beautiful Italian cities were. And I was bragging about the United States. And then when they came to see, to visit me, and I took them downtown, I was embarrassed.
Well, I understand
what,
that, you know.
What can we do? What
well,
can we do?
I would tell you, at least one of the candidates for mayor, the Democrat, maybe surprisingly, that cleaning up the city is one of the number one goals. So that's what it's going to take, that point of emphasis. It's not individuals that can do this alone. But, you know, I'm surprised, Anna, that the Friends of the Art Museum and all those groups don't make a concerted effort, and they ought to at least take a crown jewel like the art museum and keep it clean.
Yes.
Dan, my producer, has
Anna, I think it also starts with some honesty from the media. Michelin is a grading system for restaurants that you see, and they recently yesterday said that we are the most French city, Philadelphia, and we often get compared to the most European walkable city. Media always tells us how beautiful Philadelphia is, and they're never honest about the trash because, tourists come all the time to this city, and they expect a European-type walkable city because that's how it's painted in the national media. But then they get here, and because of progressive leadership and a complete blind eye turned towards the homeless, towards the trash that's on our streets, it just goes completely unnoticed.
I'm very glad you brought that up. Anna, tell me, what is your Russian reference? Who do you have for the side question today?
I don't know. The art in St. Petersburg, the colors, the architecture, is that good enough?
Yeah,
the
it
domes
is.
You see over there.
Thank you, Anna. I may have to call on Anna as we start to plot our trip to Italy to get some tips there, too. We got yesterday we solved the shorts problem. We'll be putting out a directive on that of what shorts you ought to be wearing in Italy. I'll take suggestions at Tom Show 1210. All right, coming up, the great Riley Gaines. Here's why Riley's on today. She has inspired now. And I get worked up. Some of these callers, I don't deal with reality. Why didn't these women at Penn just all get together and stick up against Leah Thomas? And we try to explain, it'd be like a kamikaze attack. But now, a young woman who was on the team with Riley Gaines, with Leah Thomas, has spoken out. And Riley Gaines inspired her. Riley is next here, and she's trying to get prominent women who can't be canceled to speak up. We'll see how that's
awesome
going.
Awesome initiative that she's doing.
That's a great idea. That's all straight ahead. First, let me tell you about my friend and board-certified prosthodontist, my dentist, Dr. Robert Bentz of the Bentz Group in East Norriton. Now, Dr. Bentz, his hallmark is problem solver, big time. People come from all over, and other dentists refer their tougher cases to Dr. Bentz. Whatever your issues are, Dr. Bentz is the guy who will develop that custom plan for your long-term oral health and, yes, give you the smile you've always dreamed of. Plus, if you or a family member have been avoiding going to the dentist due to fear or anxiety, even if it's been years, many years, Dr. Bentz offers sedation dentistry to make your visit a pleasant experience. So if you've been putting off a nagging minor problem, take care of it now before it gets worse. He's the master, routine care, dental implants, that on-site digital lab that's such an advantage. The great staff, they'll make that visit the most comfortable, convenient possible. See Dr. Robert Bentz. Get that beautiful smile, too, while you're at it. Visit Bentz, B-E-N-T-Z, dentalgroup.com. Book that appointment today, BentzDentalGroup.com, or call 610-272-6949.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Broadcasting live from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Well, it's clear to me, Dan, when we get to the latter part of the year, I don't know who will be our local person of the year on the Dom Giordano show, but definitely our national person, Riley Gaines. Because look at her example, what it's doing on something in the culture wars that is eminently winnable, and that is just keeping men out of women's sports. Let's go to Riley Gaines here on Talk Radio 1210. Riley, thank you very much. Welcome back to Philadelphia.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you so much for having me on.
Well, the last time I told all the people that I could talk with that haven't talked with you, just how amazing, and I'm still trying to figure out how someone goes from being a swimmer headed to dental school as we talk, could be that composed, that concise, and such potential trouble. To the other side, I'd hate to be, and I love the idea of your campaign, because you're not pestering them. You're just making the point there are certain women athletes particularly who are not cancelable. They can't go after them. You know, they might huff and puff, but say the Williams sisters, you're not going to take them out. Advertisers not going to drop them if they calmly say there shouldn't be men in women's sports.
Absolutely. And that's exactly why I'm doing this. You know, for the longest time, I could understand. I had empathy towards these people who have sponsorships. You know, they're in this position where they're rightfully scared of this cancel culture. They have a lot to lose. And so for the longest time, I kind of understood and sympathized with that. But now, seeing how many girls are hurt, seeing how many girls are exploited in locker rooms, seeing how many girls lose out on opportunities, I'm no longer okay with the silence, because at this point, silence is complicity. And that's what these women and men, quite frankly, I think my next campaign is to call out men. That's what these people with influential platforms, especially athletes, remaining silent in this, they're complacent with it.
Yes. And we'll go back to some of the people you've called publicly, you know, a different one each week. But you have to be energized yourself when you have this young woman who was at Penn, and what she went through at Penn, who anonymously, but now publicly, I'm talking about Ms. Scanlon, has come out to talk about that, and she credits you. Seeing you do it was enough for her to come forward, because I think she's in some kind of business, a corporate business in New York, where, you know, she's not a big-time female athlete. There could be repercussions, yet she's doing it.
Absolutely. Her name is Paula. She reached out to me as soon as I started speaking out. And it was really powerful to me to have one of Thomas's teammates kind of course, behind the scenes and privately share her feelings of what she went through. And so she's given me a lot of courage this past year. a lot of inspiration to keep talking about this because I know what she faced on a daily basis. I only had to change in the locker room with Thomas at that meet, but she and her teammates had to do it every single day. They dealt with this. They dealt with the emotional blackmail and the gaslighting. And so hearing her and many of her other teammates' stories, it broke my heart. And it encouraged me, and now I couldn't be more overjoyed to stand beside her. She's so articulate. She is so smart. She's had a year to really fester and thought about this and compare this to her innate feelings to what her university was telling her to feel and really understand the harm this is doing, not even just to women, but the harm, especially in regards to the silencing, that that's doing to the American mm-hmm. people. So I'm just glad to stand with her.
I wanted to ask you your feelings, if you can remember the moment, because you knew of Thomas coming in. Now, I give you the highest credit, though. It doesn't strike me that you could be shaken by too much. But a guy walking around exposed like this, was your emotion rage or was it invasion of privacy or what or a combination of that?
It really was a combination of all kinds of feelings, but I think the most prominent feelings, first and foremost, was betrayal. We felt as if we'd been betrayed by the people who were supposed to protect us, whether that be our coaches, whether that be, of course, the NCAA, whether that be the state and federal government, whatever that looked like, no one was protecting us. Actually, they were, when we did complain and when we were discouraged, they told us we were the ones who should apologize for feeling that way. We were the ones who really were ultimately just wrong in our feelings. They told us to smile while we let this man into our locker room. You have to be kind. You have to be inclusive. And so that's why I say it kind of felt as if this was betrayal. Of course, it's belittling. It's demeaning. It's awkward, embarrassing, uncomfortable. And I think the best word to describe the overall experience was traumatic.
Riley, I've been in big league Phillies one time, and, you know, female sports writers, at times I get it, they got to be in there immediately after a game, but this was just spring training. And when these guys were walking around in that manner, a couple of them just went out of their way not to expose themselves. You know, they knew that this something's off. Even though it's not as bad as this with Leah Thomas. So you're there with Thomas. How close are you? Do you just avert your eyes, just completely start humming something to say, get me out of here?
Well, so I'll kind of set the scene. First of all, swimming locker room is not a huge place. But there's, of course, this open area to change clothes. And there's a lot of swimmers at this meet. So even if we wanted to change in the stall, that was not an option considering how long it would have taken. Second of all, we weren't forewarned we'd be sharing a locker room. No one told us this. The only time we became aware of this was when we had to see Thomas disrobing, fully equipped with and exposing male parts as a 6'4", 22-year-old man. How we became aware of that is we saw it with our own eyes. And so, of course, there's this state of shock. It's like a bad car wreck. You want to look, but of course you don't actually want to look. And that's the feeling. It got dead silent in that room. Every single girl in that locker room who was undressing was extremely uncomfortable.
God, I just can't imagine. You know, I never asked you this too, and the Penn, some of their parents. How about your dad and mom and all? What advice did they have? Did you have to tell your dad, I can handle this type of stuff?
Exactly what I said, because my dad told me he's coming down there and he's handling it himself.
Exactly what so I would say. Yes.
And so I very much did have to say, Dad, you know, we've got this. I don't want to have to say hi to you behind bars.
Yeah.
We don't need two men in the locker room. We already have one.
I wanted to take you back to something, this campaign you've been doing for a while. Who are some of the female athletes that are current? I think Mia Hamm was one, the Williams sisters. Who did you each week ask to say, hey, step up here and say at least something?
I asked Simone Biles. I asked Ronda Rousey. I asked the Venus and Serena Williams. I asked Angel Reese and Clark from Iowa, who were, of course, in the championship basketball, mm-hmm. women's basketball tournament this year. I asked Mia Hamm. I was asking all kinds of women from all different sports.
Well, you know, that was sharp of you. The woman who made so much news, the female basketball star, is somebody who's pretty outspoken, can stand on her own two feet. I'm surprised she didn't say something.
I am too. And I was so hoping that she would. There was a few I had hope for. Ronda Rousey, I thought surely, because,
yeah,
of course, in boxing, or in MMA or UFC or any kind of physical combat sport, I wouldn't want to go against a man.
Yeah.
So I had hope for Ronda Rousey. I had hope for Angel Reese. But ultimately, at least publicly, these women fell short. I had a lot of women outside of this campaign, some from even the campaign, who reached out privately. Of course, privately, right?
Yeah.
And told me they knew it was wrong and that they felt strongly about it, but just not strong enough to say it publicly.
We're talking with Riley Gaines. And since we last talked, Riley, here in Philadelphia, you had that incident, I think it was at San Francisco State. Are you still going to college campuses, and do you have adequate security now?
I am definitely still going to college campuses. I think it's so important to engage people my age, 22-year-olds, and really alert them of what's happening and the directions that the universities are going. So that's definitely still a big project of mine. I have definitely upped my security since then. Facing what I face in real life, eye to eye with these protesters, it really was terrifying. I feared for my life in those 3.5 hours that I was locked in a room with these protesters on the outside. Yeah, it was scary.
I'm surprised there's no book in the offing, or am I wrong, sometime in the fall or whatever, because this is a story that has to be told in a unified way.
Absolutely. I've got a lot of plans and a lot of missions that I want to accomplish, goals that I've set and that I want to achieve, of course, not for myself, but for women, not even just for female athletes, for women in general. So we'll see what the future kind of looks like there. But the advocacy and the activism will definitely, it's going to continue.
Riley, where do we go to see what you're up to support you in any way? What would you point to?
My Twitter, I always try and post breaking stories surrounding this issue so people don't believe the narrative that it's not really happening. It's not an issue. That couldn't be further from the truth. And I, of course, like to highlight how politicians are responding, whether it's good or bad or what that looks like. And my Twitter is Riley_Gaines_. You can also go to www.iwf.org. This is for the Independent Women's Forum. They have phenomenal resources, how to contact your state and local representatives and senators and the science behind it. Anyways, a really awesome website to visit for resources.
Riley, thank you. Thanks so much. And thanks for what you've done with Paula Scanlon. We hope other Penn women come out. That story, there's unity here. And when people hear it that are unaware of it, actually from people that were in it, it does matter. This fight goes on, and it's a big one. Thank you, Riley, for what you're doing.
Of course. Thank you both.
You're welcome. I noticed how she included Dan in there.
Hey, thank
there you,
Riley.
Go. Dan, yeah. Behind the scenes here. All right, so give me your reaction to Riley Gaines on this. She has inspired one woman. Look, I'm not saying the Williams sisters might not suffer one deal here or there. Dan, you don't know. Maybe Target wouldn't do anything. Who knows? But if they feel they can't do it, it's too much to ask, then they're not cancelable. It's not going to happen. Mia Hamm, they're going to go after her. You heard some of the others that the woman from LSU, she spoke up to Dr. Jill Biden, if you remember, and Joe Biden. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. I haven't met anyone that age, that calm, well-spoken, composed, as Riley Gaines. Special Dan time with Dom today. Hey, the first picture online when you're selling your home is of the outside. So what does that outside photo, what do you want to show when your home goes on the market? One showing lush landscaping, beautiful flowers, trees blooming, or one with a foot of snow on the ground? Well, you know the answer. That's why you got to get my great friend Diane Cardano from the Cardano team. One of the top home selling strategies is to take beautiful, eye-catching exterior photos of your home when it looks its best on the outside, then store them in a computer until you're ready to list your home. That way, you have eye-catching photos showcasing your home anytime you put it on the market. Right now, the perfect time to capture your home's beauty. The warm weather and bright sunshine are here. Call Diane Cardano to reserve your free photo shoot. Free photo shoot. She'll take stunning exterior photos that will lure hundreds of potential buyers to request a showing. You'll have multiple offers to choose from, and then she'll negotiate the price up thousands of dollars over the asking price. Make your home stand out. Give it a chance to sell for top dollar and put money in your pocket. Call Diane now, 215-576-8666, or go to DianeCardano.com.
Don Stensland, weekdays 10 till noon. Dom Giordano, noon till 3. Free speech lives here. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
It's Dan time.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says.
With Dom.
That's right. It's that time of the afternoon when producer Dan takes over the Dom Giordano program for some Dan time with Dom. And Dom, first off, I want to start by sending condolences, man. I'm a huge wrestling fan. You know, if you listen to this show, AEW is my go-to right now, but I'm also a big WWE guy. And the Sheik passed away, 81 years old today, the Iron Sheik. Personality on Twitter, Stern Show he would go on. Just a larger-than-life personality, the Iron Sheik, Dom. And I'm curious, have you ever had any experiences with the great Sheik?
I did not. I see Nick Cale has. Now, I don't even remember him as much as a wrestler. He seems a little bit more dated.
Oh,
was
yeah.
Was he playing off the Iraq War?
Yeah. And I mean, this is like the mid-late 80s. Right. He was the foreign bad guy to the Hulk Hogan good guy, you know, the All-American mm-hmm. Hulk. And, you know, you had Kozlov, and you had Russians too, but this was the Iranian villain. Yeah. Yeah, the Sheik is gone. So rest in peace, the Iron Sheik, man. More in the sports world, Madden 24 announced their cover today. A lot of people hoped and thought it might be Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts. It went to Bills quarterback Josh Allen.
That's, I think there'll be some discussion about that, about, you know, what are they factoring in there?
Yeah, but with the Madden cover comes the Madden cover curse, Dom. I don't know if you're aware of it.
Right.
But there's a curse that goes back all the way to, man, I think like Eddie George back in 2001, that whoever appears on the Madden cover the next season either has a horrible injury, you know, killing their season, or they just have a down season. If you were a quarterback with your 40-yard arm and you were playing in the NFL, would you strive to be on a Madden cover knowing that there's a possibility of the curse there?
I don't believe in curses. When you have my arm and legs.
I know you don't, but
you
then we're talking about your
too.
40-yard arm here.
I'm a scrambler, too, and I'm a master of the screen pass and the draw play.
So you don't believe in any curses?
No, I don't believe
because,
in
any curses.
You
know, there's a lot of superstitions that athletes have before, especially hockey
right.
players, special shirts that smell. You wouldn't have any superstitions
well,
playing?
I know the all-time superstition is when they have a hitting streak. It was one of the Giambis would wear a thong.
Really?
Yes.
Like a man thong? Like a Borat thong?
No. Some kind of thong. It might have been women's either. Hey, you know what? I'm not wearing a thong even if I go 3-for-4 every night. You got to be kidding me.
And as the pathetic MLS strives to be relevant, Lionel Messi is coming
right.
to the U.S. Decision has been made. It's going to be announced by Leo in the next couple hours. Coming to Inter Miami. Dom, do you think soccer with this kind of move? I mean, Beckham came and played in L.A. for a while. Are there any names? This is the biggest name
yeah.
in soccer in the entire world.
Thank God it's never going to be America's sport.
No?
I just don't see. There's not enough scoring. It's too easy to thwart the play. When you have nil instead of zero because
yeah.
it happens so much, Americans are never going
to
go.
I hate to say it. Ted Lasso did kind of breathe some life into soccer
right.
for me personally. And I, you know, with the strategization and the tradition that goes behind it, I do respect it more. But at the same time, it's not going to kick off
by now. It would have replaced hockey, right?
Yeah. How long have they been shoving kids into youth soccer instead of
killing
baseball
grass
now?
On
yeah.
Saturday mornings
yeah,
with
exactly.
soccer moms? Exactly.
That's all I got for Dan time today.
It was a great day and time. Coming up, we are going to talk with the 9/11 Families United. What do they think of the big Saudi deal? We got Dom's Money Melody, and we have female protesters asking the Inquirer, Dan, can they protest by being topless in Philadelphia?
What?
Yes, but I would tell you there's a downside to this before people get all excited. All right. It's the naked bike ride women who want to know. That might not be such a draw. We'll talk about all of it in this hour. Hey, my friend Roy and his trusted advisors, his son Andrew, do such great work. We've sent hundreds of people to their stores, both the Batteries Plus Bulbs in Mount Laurel on Route 73 and the Northfield store on Tilton Road. Anything associated to technology, really. Business energy audits, all that stuff. These are the people to talk with. Here's a review from Matt Pierce. He writes, great place to grab any batteries or phone repairs. I work with a fleet of vehicles, says Matt. This place is batteries from cars to pickups, heavy-duty tractor batteries. The owner, a great guy, not afraid to come out and give great advice. And if they don't have your battery, typically the next day they get it. Coming into the nice weather, Roy and his team have all the inventory for all seasonal battery needs. Batteries for boats, motorcycles, ATVs, and more. You know how I've told you when you've heard them on with me, customer service. And that means not just friendly service, it means expert service. They will get it right. They power it, they light it, they fix it. Proof of this, give them a call. Tell them what the issue is. Ask the question. You reach them at 856-638-0778. Batteries Plus Bulbs, two big locations, 856-638-0778.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.